Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, Ken, we cannot start the program with a joke you heard at the bar today.
No, come on, it's really good.
No, your mic is off. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on All 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respecto Mexican Lager, perfect for a date to beach, their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, St. Kenneth Wright. Well, he's no saint tonight.
No, I will clean it up, Jeremy.
Will you? Don't make promises. You can't.
I don't want to scare anybody away.
We have guests in the studio.
We do.
We've got Left Coast out of San Clemente in the Rock and Roll Happy Hour tonight. We've got Holly and Tommy. Welcome to the program, you guys.
What's going on?
Thank you for coming, and as always, thank you for bringing the beer.
Definitely.
This will be the first time we've actually had you on the show. I've been a drinker of your beer for many years now.
Oh, yeah. I started going to OG's back in 2001 in Vista when Jeff Bagby was there.
I guess there is quite a history for Left Coast because, I mean, it started with OG's, but wasn't really supposed to become what it became, right?
Exactly. I mean, back in 1995, when we started brewing, these plans were never part of it. And once we got larger and we wanted to start adding more production and started fulfilling all the other restaurants that were opening up, Left Coast became in San Clemente, 2004. And really, it was just to provide beer for the OG's restaurants. We decided 2007, 2008 to take a little turn and start making our own beers.
That's really interesting that you guys didn't do beers under like the OG's brand. You were brewing beers for them, and then kind of the Left Coast catalog became what it is. I'm sure everybody at this point knows Hop Juice, Trestles, Asylum. Voodoo was always my favorite. I guess tonight you brought bottles, and we didn't bring bottles. You brought cans.
Yeah, this is summertime, baby.
This is a different Left Coast that I'm used to seeing, because I mean your bottles are pretty iconic. Now you're moving away from bottles and you're going more to a can format.
Yeah, that's the trend these days. I mean, better quality, no light getting in, less headspace.
Ken, look at the can of this beer. It looks like something you would have seen at Comic-Con last week.
Oh, because Blonde Marvel.
And the colors are very, I mean,
Captain America-ish.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. All right, I take it this is a blonde. What's the story behind Blonde Marvel?
So Blonde Marvel, you know, just a nice blonde ale, obviously. Some Vienna malt in there. Keeps it nice and light, you know. Got a little bit of body there. So it's a low bitterness, very drinkable, crushable.
Ken.
Yeah, that was too easy.
Jeez,
I didn't know it would be that crushable. I drank like half a glass too quickly.
You know, I'm not normally a go-to blonde guy, but this, how it finishes, and you just get this slight hint of maltiness on the back.
Wait, let me try again.
Ken, that's not trying. That's shotgunning.
Yeah, blondes are making a comeback. That's for sure.
They certainly are right now.
So how much of a hand do you have in the brewing process on this?
I don't actually do any of the brewing myself.
I can tell he's not a brewer because, for one, he's got a nice haircut. He's wearing like a golf shirt.
Well, he actually has a clean shirt on.
He has a clean shirt on. He's actually wearing shoes instead of flip-flops, and I haven't heard him curse yet.
Well, that could all change. Speaking of, Ken, are you done with that can? Because I could use some more.
Okay, here you go.
I know, Tommy, you're an Orange County guy. You wanted to hear some punk. You wanted to hear some reggae. So let's start off with the perfect melding of both of them. It's The Clash. It's Revolution Rock and the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all
94.9.
This is why I'm always leery about who I bring in the studio. The things that come out of your mouth when we're off air. Really?
Yeah, they look a little shocked.
Oh, don't even go right there. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
Those are your people.
Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Left Coast out of San Clemente. We've got Tommy and Holly here. We just started off the program with the Blonde Marvel. Delicious, refreshing beer. And you've got a lot of stuff going on. In addition to what you've got going on in San Clemente, I know you just opened a brand new, what is it? It's a tasting room in Irvine, just north of the Spectrum, right?
Yes. A little bit less than 1 mile away. It's a tasting room, smokehouse, and distillery.
What?
Tasting room, smokehouse, and distillery?
Okay, can you attach a hotel to it as well so we can never have to leave?
Yeah, I wish.
The Spectrum is that place with the big Ferris wheel?
Yes.
Okay.
You See, can't I, miss it. Whether you're on the 5 or the 405, you see it.
Okay. I've been there.
Now, are you doing any like pilot brewing there? Or is
oh,
it,
yeah.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. So we got a little small 5-barrel brew house for experimental batches. And then a little small 50-gallon distillery to start playing around. Yeah.
50-gallon.
50-gallon. This looks like a...
It's caramel colored.
Mmm, this looks delicious and smells malty. What are we drinking next?
So this is Una Mas.
Una Mas.
It's
a Vienna style or an amber lager, German style.
It's actually,
it's been in our family of beers for a very long time. One of the oldest beers we've had.
You know, I am so in love with this beer. Now, is this, can we get this here in San Diego? Is this something that's only up in Orange County?
You can get it in San Diego, but it's just not as readily available.
Mm. Well, it should be because an authentic Vienna lager that gets the caramel color from malt rather than God knows what else and has that lovely sort of toasty caramel flavor but finishes dry and light. I think a lot of time when people think amber beers, they're going to think it's going to be heavy on the palate. It's going to be a little cloying. But no, this is just so clean and wonderful.
Tommy, let me ask you a question. Homebrewer to homebrewer, when you're making beer, what are you making for yourself? Is it IPAs or is it something like this?
IPAs mainly, but you know, I might make a Kolsch or something light. I enjoy drinking light beers.
Yes.
They can be enjoyed in quantity. Responsibly, but in quantity.
Speaking of, there's something that we're going to enjoy in quantity. You said you have a hazy IPA. Speaking of IPAs, we're going to get to that after we take a break and come back with some Bad Brains. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I love the aroma coming off this glass. We're going to get to that in a second. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. A little steel pulse for you. Sweet drink with our friends from Left Coast Brewing. Just finished off Una Mas. Now, as I was licking my glass before I poured this next beer into it, that Vienna lager, I mean, it really, really makes me feel like that's a total food beer.
Yes, it is. Actually, we use that in our beer batter at our Irvine location, making our beer battered onion rings, our fried pickles.
My God.
Jeremy, you're going to short out the board.
Sorry. That is absolute genius. I didn't even think. I was thinking more pairing this with food, but to beer batter, like,
oh man.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm so hungry right now. This is killing me.
Fried pickles, onion rings.
Ken,
hot links.
Do you want to Uber to Irvine tonight?
I'm telling you, dude. Let's do it.
All right, now that we've polished off that, we've got a fresh beer in our glass. What are we drinking next, Tommy?
Not yet. Oh.
There it is. Simply Mosaic. This is the first part of our 4-part Simply series. It's a single hop hazy pale ale.
Mm.
Yeah, about 5.5% alcohol, just Mosaic, single hop. And the next ones we're going to do are Citra. So Simply Citra, Simply Simcoe, and Simply Galaxy.
You pick some amazing hops. And start with Mosaic. Can't smell it. Get your nose in that. Yes, right there. That's all you need.
Oh my goodness, the aroma is fantastic. That is Mosaic. Straight up and down. That is why Mosaic is such an awesome hop.
Well, they call it a cheater hop? Because it's just so damn good.
It's a cheap shot, but it is so good. And you know what? This is not a smash beer because you use different malts.
Correct.
So it's a shh beer.
I'm going to shh you. Just give me a moment with this, please. Now, you said this is going to be a limited series. How long is this run out? Because I want to know how many cans of this I can grab before it disappears.
Oh.
So this one is pretty much run out. At least.
No. Say it ain't so.
Why you gotta play with my emotions, Smokey?
Dude, this is so delicious.
Thank you.
Is it ever coming back?
Yeah, we'll rotate it back around. But then the next one, the Simply Citra, will come out in August. Just in time for the entry of GABF.
Aha!
Oh, yeah. Strategery.
If the Citra is half as good as the Mosaic, you've got gold in the bag, baby.
Can people find this on draft anywhere?
Yes, in Orange County. Mainly in Orange County.
All right, Jeremy. Looks like we're taking that Uber to Irvine.
Yep, I'm getting my phone out right now. There we go. All right, since we're getting out of here, let's play some Dead Kennedys. No, we're not actually leaving. We're going to play some Dead Kennedys because we've got two rock star beers you know from the core lineup of Left Coast coming up next. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Have you hailed that Uber yet?
I'm waiting. I actually have the app open.
Okay, you got permission from the wife? We're going, right?
We're not asking permission. We're going to ask forgiveness. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy along with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Tommy and Holly from Left Coast in San Clemente celebrating an opening of a brand new spot and drinking some fantastic beers. We've had the Simply Mosaic, which is the last of before they roll over to Simply Citra with Una Mas, and we started off with Blonde Marvel. Now we're moving on to a beer that I think everybody in San Diego has tried at this point. If you know Left Coast beers, you probably tried Trestles IPA. If not, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows Trestles, right?
Right. Great surf spot.
Yeah.
Awesome surf spot.
And you guys made a beer after it. So now IPAs, they're kind of a sensitive point. And since you've been doing this a long time, what is your take on IPA? What makes this beer so unique?
So what's so unique about Trussell's is that it's very approachable. It can be approachable for a new IPA drinker, which I like about that. And as well as a veteran IPA drinker, it's got a little bit of that bitterness on the back end like we talked about. But it's not as light body as the new school style IPAs. It's kind of right in the middle. It's got a little bit of maltiness to it, just a slight maltiness to it, not too much. Centennial hops, Simcoe hops on this one, so you get
Centennial, yeah. Simcoe. That's old school, man.
This is a good bridge between the new school IPAs and old school West
bridge,
Coast IPA.
Like in Trussell's bridge.
Get it?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Because
well done, Jeremy.
If you're transitioning from really floral, almost like pog hops, and going towards West Coast IPAs and developing a palate for IPAs, Trussell's a good in between spot because you get a lot of that floralness that's not bitter. You get a lot of that mouthfeel, and then you start to get some of that bitterness in the back end as the beer finishes. That right there is, I think, what makes this beer so unique, is that it really sits in between the two styles.
Yeah, I agree.
So now, is this beer something that's available in, I know it's always been available in 22s, but you're moving away from 22s. This is in cans, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, is it six packs? Is it four packs?
Six packs. 12-ounce, six packs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
We don't play around with four packs too much.
It's a pretty little blue can.
Look at that pretty little blue can.
You know what that can says? Drink me.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, I guess it's time we take one more break. I've got a great Buzzcocks song to go with this. And then we're going to finish off the program with the IPA, the hop juice. I just love when Ken tells stories about when he was a tour guide. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and we've got Holly and Tommy from Left Coast in San Clemente, celebrating the opening of a brand new Irvine spot. You want to check it out? They're right off Sand Canyon. I assume we could find all the details and everything we need to know from your website, right?
Yeah, leftcoastbrewing.com.
So we've had the Trussell's IPA, the Simply Mosaic. Sad about it that it's gone.
It's still out there somewhere.
But I will be watching. I will be watching for the Simply Citra when that comes out in August. Unamas, which it's gonna be a new fridge beer for me. And the Blonde Marvel starting off the program. Of course, we have to end it with the one, the beer. But first, before we get to that, I know you were talking about some special releases.
Yeah, we do a collaboration every year with the other San Clemente breweries, Artifacts Brewing Company and Pizza Port in San Clemente, and we do a beer called South County.
Nice.
Yeah, we got a nice little thing going on down there. Everyone gets along really well, and we like to collaborate together, so it's pretty awesome.
That's what I love about the beer community. Nobody is really like, hey, you can't play with me. Right. It's my sandbox.
And see, I think that's what's so much fun about this program, too. It's like years and years and years ago, I would go to OG's to try different beers from different breweries. Went to the one where Tom Nickel worked at. He's on our show all the time. Went to the one where Bagby worked at. So you have this whole community of brewers, and I think that is what the craft beer industry should be about. It's just everybody collaborating and making these great beers. And of course, now we've got hop juice, which has been a local favorite for oh so long, and for good reason.
Yeah, but Tommy said something about this. This isn't the local favorite you might remember. You guys have been working on this recipe for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, this beer is probably since 2002. This is how old that beer is. And we've changed the recipe over the years to kind of go along with the trends with our own taste buds, all the brewers, myself, trying to make the body a little bit lighter, have those hops stand out a little bit more.
It's a triple IPA. It's not supposed to be light. This is supposed to strip paint off a car.
Yeah, so it's not as malty as it used to be. We actually, about 2 years ago, we added Mosaic to the dry hop, which was a nice little adjustment. Yeah,
that is different. Boy, it finishes light on the palate.
Oh, my God. I haven't had hop juice in probably, I don't know when the last time I had hop juice was. This is the best glass of hop juice I think I've ever had.
Very cool.
Is it just my palate and how it's evolved? But man.
But it's still that punch in the nose.
Oh, you know you're drinking a triple IPA. What's the ABV on this?
10%.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. Yep. Definitely. Uber. Good time. Uber ordered right now.
Dude, they got a smokehouse.
And a distillery.
Kansas City style barbecue.
What could possibly go wrong?
You gotta have the brisket. Oh. They smoke it for 75 hours.
75 hour smoked brisket.
I'm laying down now. We're in the this. Here's some sublime. Oh my God, Becky! Thank you guys for being on the program tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.